Well, this week is National Psychology Week, and I thought, you know what, the best person to speak to in these circumstances is our resident psychologist, Dan Martin, from Personal Enrichment Services. Dan, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Mate, a pleasure as always. I mean, look, we've really just got to ask the question in a nutshell. How does psychology help us?
Wow, that's a wide range of things that psychology can do to improve our lives. Because if you think about psychology overall, there's a lot of different areas. People usually think about going into an office and talking to somebody like a Sigmund Freud, sitting on the couch and talking through anxieties and that sort of thing,
yes,
which definitely happens, and a lot of psychologists do that. But also there's a lot of psychologists that are in the workplace, or they're called organizational psychologists. They help people, help companies make sure they pick the right people, help make sure they know how companies can motivate and engage with their employees better. They cross over into schools, help make sure that students are motivated and do some of the standard testing for schools to figure out what students may need some extra assistance and those kinds of things. There's a wide range of ways it touches our lives.
Do psychologists like yourself get into that role because you would like to help people, Dan? Is that where it stems from?
Yeah, most of us do end up because we want to help people. There's a lot of folks that are also drawn to it because of the science of it, in terms of getting into the assessment piece and doing research, understanding human behavior, disabilities, those sorts of things. So there's a wide range, but a lot of folks do get in generally because they want to be helping people and improve people's lives, whether that's through doing better research or hands-on, you know, sitting with somebody in front of you in your office.
Dan, do people, when they come into you, expect there to be the Sigmund Freud lounge? I mean, that's honestly, when you talk about psychology, that is the first thought that comes into my head, the picture that's in my mind.
A lot of people do expect that. At different points in my career, I haven't always had a lounge. I've only had chairs. People were very disappointed at that.
I see them walking in and going, oh, this is not what I expected at all. How do you put somebody at ease, you know, when they're coming in to see a psychologist for the very first time? Because anything that we do for the very first time can be daunting.
I usually start with just addressing the obvious. You know, it's going to be a bit awkward talking to a complete stranger about things that are very, very personal, things you may not have told your closest friend or family member about, and you're talking to a complete stranger about. So acknowledging just sort of the elephant in the room, that things are, it'll be a bit different kind of relationship than a lot of the other relationships you may have had. And also kind of reassuring them, it's not really like the you see in the movies. You know, it's not quite like that. You can just kind of relax, and the psychologist will help guide you through some of the questions you need to ask, and it'll be more of an interactive conversation for the most part.
Have you found that it's been a different journey for yourself than perhaps what you expected when you first started?
Yes, I suppose it has. I've been doing this over 23 years, so I've experienced several different areas of psychology, which I didn't know that I really thought about before I signed up.
Yep.
And to first get registered and start off on this. But I ended up working in a lot of different areas, and some of it doing court assessments or working with families and drug treatment centers and brain injury programs. And a lot of that I wouldn't have anticipated. It's just things just sort of unfolded over the years.
If somebody's listening to this, Dan, and they're thinking, you know what, I think I'd be a great psychologist, what direction would you point them in if they did want to follow it as a career?
I would suppose start off with maybe talking to a psychologist that you may know or is in your community, just to get an idea of what actual daily working life would be like, you know, in terms of like what to expect on a day-to-day basis. And also help them really, really get a better understanding of the wide range of things that they could do once they start off with studying psychology. Because there's a lot of different kind of specialty areas, whether you want to work with people with developmental issues, or you want to work in corporations or the court system, or, you know, you want to work with families. There's a lot of different areas that you can kind of specialize once you get past the basic entry threshold.
I imagine it would be very rewarding. So this week is Psychology Week 2020. If you'd like to find out more, the Australian Psychological Society have a page up at psychweek.org.au. Dan Martin, we'd love to catch up from time to time. We will speak again. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.